Serenity Now, made famous by George Costanza's father on the show Seinfeld. Fingers Malloy says it almost every hour.
Serenity Now.
It's his mantra. It's like it centers his chi. Until the guys at CLE said, hey, we can make a cigar out of that. It's Eat, Drink, Smoke. I'm Tony Katz. That right there is Fingers Malloy. This from CLE Cigars is the Serenity Now, Insanity Later. This is an interesting packaging concept. They made two types of cigars. One of them, a Connecticut. That's the Serenity Now. The other one is the Insanity, which is a Mexican San Andreas Habano wrapper. And it's an undisclosed blend on this. We're smoking the Insanity Later cigar. So the Mexican San Andreas, which is as the wrapper, the binder and the filler, unknown, really. These are both made in the factory in Honduras. This is the 5x50, which means it's 5 inches long. Always makes Fingers Malloy laugh. And the ring gauge is a 50. That's the diameter of the cigar or how thick it is around. Again, wow, that was a little bit of an extra there. Again, with the laughter. So a 64 ring gauge would be a full 1 inch around. Now, I have read this a couple of different ways, Fingers Malloy, and I was under the impression that the Insanity was actually, the San Andreas was also a Maduro, but maybe it is not. It's just San Andreas, and it's funny because some people refer to it as just a Habano. So there's this real interesting question that I have about what the wrapper is. Now, the guys at Half Wheel referred to it as a Mexican San Andreas Habano wrapper over an undisclosed blend. Therefore, that's what I'm going with. I will trust Half Wheel on that subject. CLE makes some interesting cigars. CLE, I think the 25th anniversary is very, very good. They make some of the Asylum cigars. So, for example, the Psycho, which I think is an excellent Connecticut. And they make some of those 7x70s and 8x80s, meaning 8 inches long. You all right there?
I had a Big Mac today.
And a ring gauge of 80. You're laughing to yourself. It's so great. Like, who's going to smoke an 8x80, an 80 ring gauge? That can't be a mouthfeel that feels good. That's not. But they make some of these really nutty things.
You know who will? Shaq.
That's true.
And it'll look like a Lancero in his hand.
But they make solid cigars. And Christian Roa, I think, does very, very good work. This we got at the Premium Cigar Trade Show in Las Vegas. We were there in March, and so this is what we picked up from him. Spoke to him a little bit. You can catch that video over at eatdrinksmokeshow.com. Mexican San Andreas has been all the rage with that bit of sweetness. It's been a little sticky. What's interesting about this is that it's being sold in a bundle of 100.
Mm.
50 of the Serenity Nows, 50 of the Insanity Laters. So this, to me, signals that it is meant for the lounge to be able to offer up a nice cigar at a very, very easygoing price point, Fingers Malloy.
Yeah.
You started smoking. Where are you?
Right now, just spice. It's spicy. But it's a beautiful, dark chocolate wrapper. Really good hand feel. It, you know, for a 5x50, it's got a little bit of heft. But right now, I mean, we just lit this a few minutes ago. I'm just getting some spice, some pepper. That's about it.
Yeah, first of all, it was a nice first draw right off the bat. The wrapper is smooth, but you could still see the leap, and not overly smooth. It's not like glass, and not overly oily. Just easy, simple. But that first was not only did you get from it what I would say is you're talking about a bit of spice. That the sweetness was pronounced. Like it was all, for me, just a second of candy. Like, my goodness gracious, what is happening right there? I was a little surprised because I was expecting, even though it's Mexican San Andreas, I was expecting a little bit of a bolder hit. Maybe it's just in my head. That was very, very nice. And the draw is absolutely wonderful.
It is wonderful. It's darn near perfect. I'm surprised. I'm not getting any sweet notes at all right now on this. at all.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
No. None.
No, wait. You said you had a Big Mac today.
Yeah.
How does that work on the carnivore diet that you've been on?
I told myself I would do the carnivore diet through April. And once it was over, I was going to take a little bit of a break. I'm down 27 pounds. Thank you. And
27 pounds in a month.
In a month.
You lost basically a pound a day.
Yeah. And so this is my one cheat day, and it was a horrible decision. I went from eating 3/4 of a pound of ground beef or a ribeye steak and not much else in a day to the most fast food burger you could possibly.
So you had the Big Mac
and a fry
and the fries
and Diet Coke.
And
I feel like hot garbage.
Well, you didn't have anything else?
Mm-mm.
You didn't get the apple pie?
No. And I will say this, I've totally readjusted how much food I consume to be full. I'm stuffed. And normally it would have been a Big Mac with 2 extra patties of meat, a large fry, a large Diet Coke, and 2 apple pies.
So the carnivore diet has saved your life.
Yeah. 3 weeks from now, I'll probably gain all the weight back and I'll be freebasing Big Macs.
Well, one can dream. Get out your notebooks, people. It's time to figure out what you think about this cigar. So you get your notebook out and you write down what you eat today. What did you drink today? And of course, we know what Fingers Malloy ate today. And it was not. By the way, is that all you had today?
That's all I had.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you're going to have.
Probably.
Because you feel terrible.
Yes.
And you feel guilty.
No.
You feel like you let the family down.
No. But I could crawl underneath this table and lay in the fetal position. That would make me feel better.
Now, you grab the notebook. What'd you eat today? What'd you drink today? The weather. We've got a warm day in Indianapolis, Indiana, where we record a Blend Bar cigar, blendbarcigar.com. What's the matter, Fingers?
Oh, no, I just realized because of the size of the cigar and how much I'm enjoying it, I will be in the second, third by the end of the segment if I don't put this stick down.
So put it down.
That's what I did.
What are you getting off the cigar? Break it up into thirds in your mind. First third, second third, final third. Write down the flavors that you're getting. And then when you smoke the cigar a week from now, a month from now, 6 months from now, you go back and you put those notes down. You go back and you check your notes. You compare them. And that's your through line. That's really what you're getting from the cigar. What's interesting is this from CLE. The Serenity Now, Insanity Later. We're smoking the Insanity Later part, which is this Mexican San Andreas Habano, as explained by Half Wheel. The box is $800. So Fingers Malloy, is this in your humidor for $8 a stick?
I mean, it's too early to say, but I'm assuming probably yes.
$8 is a price point. In today's America, in today's inflation, $8 is a price point for something that actually gives you a little bit of flavor. By the way, that pepper is now there and it is in the throat.
Yeah,
that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's not usually what I go for, but that pepper is absolutely there. So you might want to check it out at your local tobacconist. It was released at the Premium Cigar Association trade show. The Serenity Now, Insanity Later from CLE Cigars. Eat, drink, smoke, and enjoy cigar, bourbon, foodie, extravaganza. Tony Katz here. That's Fingers Malloy. Find everything at eatdrinksmokeshow.com. Smoking from CLE Cigars. This is the Serenity Now, Insanity Later. It was unveiled at the Big Cigar Show in Las Vegas. It comes in a 100-count box. 50 of the Serenity Now, which is a Connecticut wrapper, and then 50 of the Insanity Laters, which is the Mexican San Andreas Habano wrapper, as described by Half Wheel. We are smoking the Insanity Later, the 5x50, 5 inches long, 50 ring gauge. Still in the first third of the cigar, Fingers. Where are you at?
Well, before we get into where I'm at, have you ever bought a box with 100 cigars in it?
No. No, I bought. So, for example, Padron, for the 50th anniversary, had a humidor. I should say for the 50th anniversary. Yeah, for the 50 year. And you could buy this 50 year humidor. And the humidor came with 50 year cigars. And if you bought it, you could get refills. And I always thought it was if you had the humidor, you could get the refills. Otherwise, you couldn't. But now I've seen the refills. because somebody had a box of the 50 refills, and I said, yes, please. And they said, how many? And I said, the whole box. And you saw me do it, Fingers. Yeah. I think that the 50-year Padron, both the natural and the Maduro, because it comes in the two styles, absolutely, positively sensational. On my top five list, all time. All time. People ask, what's a favorite cigar? That one is on the list. And you saw me buy the box and you said, I'm sorry, what did you just do? And I said, don't worry, we smoked them together. We'll be fine. We'll be good.
Haven't seen one since.
But that's probably the biggest box I've ever purchased in terms of number. Probably the biggest thing. No, I've never, I 100 of one stick is just not how I usually operate.
Well, Lord knows you have the humidor size now.
The humidor is getting set up. It holds 1,700. But I will not unveil where it's from until I know that it's working and working properly. Because I got to get it seasoned. I got to get it put together. And then we'll see. Because we built a new studio. And the air filtration system is in. The smoke removal system. It was just getting finished up when I left. The contractors were working on that. And once that's done, and then the humidor will get set because it'll be in the right place. I don't want to get anything set until I know where it's going to be. It's a refrigerated humidor, holds 1,700 sticks or three small bodies.
Wow, that's nice. Well, he's not even accurately describing what's in that room. He's got the humidor right next to it. He's got a hot plate, and right next to that, he's got a frosty machine.
Right. So on the hot plate, we cook nothing but sizzling. And then, by the way, if I could put in a frosty machine, I would totally do it. And then I'd really never leave.
Sizzling's a nice pull, by the way.
I'm here for you. I have that with a hot steaming cup of Postum. And then ask your grandparents about Postum. Oh my God, I killed Fingers. I have killed Fingers. The man is dying.
I thought you were going to go with Sanka. And you
I turned it. I went the other way. Sanka was too easy of a pull. But yeah, 100 of, I mean, even though this is 50 and 50, that'd be rare for me. But I totally get why this it could be a cigar shop favorite. You're talking about an $8 price point, because that's the MSRP on this, $8 from CLE, the Serenity Now, Insanity Later. You could, from CLE, I would say you could really trust the consistency. And to my recollection, I've never had a CLE that has had a draw issue. It's just simple. I don't know if I say exceptional, but never a problem, never a problem, never a problem. And you got to appreciate
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I could see someone buying that box because you get two different cigars. And if you're looking for an everyday smoke at that price point, I could totally see that. I'll be honest, pepper and spice is the only thing I'm getting. I'm not getting any sweetness off the stick yet.
That is weird. That is weird, because I did right off the bat get a little bit of that. As I said, some of that pepper was in the throat.
What kind of candy sweetness would you say it was?
It was a sugary sweet.
Okay,
right. It was a candy bar sweet is what I got right off the kick. Hold on a second. You chat. Let me do this.
So what he said is he got a Snickers kind of candy accent when he lit the cigar.
You don't get any sweet off of that?
Not right now. My palate maybe just totally messed up right now.
If you told me, hey, this is a touch monotone, I could accept. But it's a lovely monotone. It's a really easy smoking cigar. A little bit better than I actually was expecting. I was expecting, as I said, more of a punch when you got into this from CLE, Christian Aroa, the Serenity Now, Insanity Later. We're smoking the Insanity Later cigar with the Mexican San Andreas Habano, as Hatfield describes it, because it's a weird way to describe it, but I'm going with their description. I'm enjoying. And I have not touched this up at all.
Yeah.
It's burning super nice, Fingers.
You're absolutely correct. I can, even if I'm not getting any of the sweet notes, I'm still really enjoying, because I do like a good... it's not a pepper bomb for me. It's just a good, nice bit of pepper spice. Really enjoying it.
But we have hit over the last couple of months some more price conscious kind of cigars, and this fits in that. And if we're going to start finding cigars that can work for $8, $9, $7, man, that's going to help a lot of people get through the next couple of years, which can I discuss? Can I do news of the week, Fingers?
Absolutely. Now it's time for news of the week with Tony Katz.
I want people to start paying attention to something in economics, which has to do with McDonald's. You brought up having a Big Mac earlier. The quarter pounder with cheese meal is $11, give or take. 10 years ago, that meal was $5.39.
Wow.
The price of McDonald's has outpaced the price of inflation. So much so that the CEO of McDonald's is now discussing the fact that they have to start offering sales and deals and opportunities because the price has gotten so out of whack to where people are, they're starting to say we cannot afford it. Their discretionary spending is gone because the increase in real wages is no longer larger than inflation. So people who are looking to this as a way to fast food, as a way of having a cheaper meal, no longer feel that way. The economic crunch that gets compounded by the Federal Reserve announcing quite clearly everything we said about rate cuts coming in 2024, that is not happening. Nothing looks good for 2024 economically. Keep your cash, people.
Yeah. Well, a couple things about McDonald's. First off, I feel like there's a little bit of an identity crisis at McDonald's, because for a while they were pushing how they were having better ingredients. They were using 100% ground beef that I believe wasn't frozen. If you have a quarter pounder now and compare it to what a quarter pounder tasted 5 years ago, there's a difference.
Look at the size of a Big Mac 10 years ago to the size of a Big Mac now.
Yeah. But they're really pushing their app. And I wanted to bring this up because I ordered my Big Mac meal through the app. I don't think this is an unreasonable price at all. With the app, they offer deals. I got 30% off my meal. So a Big Mac value meal with a medium fry and a medium Diet Coke was $6.79 out the door.
And now I want you to understand what this means, because this is the other part. If, as Fingers is describing, they are pushing people to the app, that means they're pushing people to the technology. And therefore, that means less people.
Absolutely.
So in order to get you in the door, 9 people at each store are going to lose their job, which doesn't help the economy either. This is exactly the point. McDonald's is doing what they must do to survive. But because of it, because of the inflation, there is an issue on the other side. That's why the McDonald's story is so fascinating. It's, I think, the economic story and the economic indicator of 2024. And we're going to keep our eyes on it, not just because we're Eat, Drink, Smoke, but because, holy cow, it's telling us something about where we're at in the country economically.
Are you happy? I mean, are you really, really happy? I can only assume that you are right now because you're listening to Eat, Drink, Smoke. I'm Fingers Malloy along with Tony Katz. Well, as you know, Tony, I like to monitor social media and the World Wide Web to look for advice that can help our audience.
You are so wonderful.
That is true. That was actually on social media yesterday.
That you're wonderful?
Well, the person said I'm a jerk. I just interpreted as them saying I'm wonderful.
Because sometimes people don't know how to type.
That is true. A fat finger mistake is what I like to call it.
Fat fingers McGee.
There's a fine line between jerk and wonderful. If I've said that once, I've said it once. But there's a list, Tony. And as you know, Tony, we love lists here at Eat, Drink, Smoke. And it's from our friends over at Hack Spirit.
Ah, Hack Spirit.
Yes.
Love the people at Hack Spirit.
If you're not feeling happy in life, say goodbye to these 9 daily habits. Now, I know, Tony, you are a happy person.
For the most part. For the most part. You know, life is self-exploration. And I'm learning some things about myself every single day.
Yeah.
And what I've learned is everything I've thought about terrible people, I was right. I was absolutely correct. And that is making me happier by the day. That, no, it's not me. They're awful. But go on. Go on. What are these 9 habits that you should say goodbye to? Just kick them to the curb. Go on, go, number, walk out number, the door. Don't turn around now. You're not welcome anymore.
Actually, number 10 is Everyone is Awful. It just didn't make the cut.
Oh, that's too bad.
So if you are someone who's not feeling happy in life, you could say goodbye to these 9 ugly habits. Number 1, neglecting self-care.
Wholeheartedly agree.
Yeah.
You know how you actually have self-care? You put on a suit when you get on a plane, Fingers Malloy.
Then apparently no one's happy in this country.
Stop wearing jeggings. Stop it with the spandex and the athleisure wear. It's ridiculous. Put on a pair of fitting pants and show some respect.
Well, I feel so good about myself and my workout regimen that I do wear jeggings.
I believe they're called jeggings.
I stick to Zubaz pants myself when I get on a plane.
Honestly, cash money if you wear Zubaz pants.
Are you serious?
I will give you $100.
When is the next
time? I will buy you the pants, and then I will give you another $100 to wear the pants.
Who are you talking to? You think I care?
I'll
get on a plane with Zubaz pants. When's the next time we're going to a conference or something?
I didn't say a plane. On a plane, you wear a suit. Unless Zubaz makes suits.
Googling.
No, but honestly, like, stop walking out of the house like you're still at a frat party. You're 47. Dear Lord, a shirt has buttons for a reason.
It is amazing when we have this discussion because I agree that there should be a certain standard when it comes to when you leave the house. But I often wonder, see, you and I have been friends for well over a decade.
At least.
And sometimes it feels like well over a decade.
It sure does.
And I only see you for the most part. I mean, we've hung out outside of the radio show and we've gone to different events and things and you're dressed the way you dress. But I want to know what it's like when Tony goes to Target or Tony goes to Walmart. I'm assuming you're not dressed like you are getting on an airplane.
No. Sometimes it's just sensible slacks and a blazer. Look, can I tell you that? I mean, you look at me right now. I'm in jeans and a button down.
Yeah.
Do you know how outrageously casual this is for me? Like I admit that like I do have an issue with how I do casual. Because I just don't know if I'm ever 100% comfortable. What I have found is my real comfort wear is the quarter zip,
okay.
Right?
Yep.
I like though not a hoodie, right? I am not 14, right? I'm not 14, and I'm not trying to take over a college campus, so I don't wear hoodies, right? That's called being topical. I don't wear that. But like. Pants. I wake up and I put on pants. I do. At the end of the night, like a half an hour before bed, then maybe like sweatpants or something like that if I'm just hanging out on the couch.
I have no problem with going to, say, Lowe's. I mean, I'm in a home improvement store. I'll wear shorts. I'll wear what I'm wearing around the house, which it's 80 degrees outside.
Depending on the weather, you can wear shorts. I don't have an issue with shorts.
Sweatpants.
I'm not an anti-shortite.
Well, it sounds like you are. A little bit.
No, not at all.
A little bit.
I am not anti-shorts at all.
I look at it.
But their shorts are clothing. Gym shorts are not clothing. Mm-hmm. They're worn at the gym. If you're wearing gym shorts out to Lowe's and you're 47...
No, I wear them.
You're wrong.
Well, no.
If
I'm in the yard doing yard work in my gym shorts, which by the way.
Oh, that's fine.
And I got to go to Lowe's to get some fertilizer. I'm not saying to myself, oh, I can't wear these gym shorts when I've got perfectly clean Zubaz pants in my closet that I can slap on.
First of all, you should have planned ahead. Secondly, I could hear everybody screaming at me when I said you're wrong. Who do you think you are? Don't you tell me. I accept that I'm just flat out nuts on the subject. You could send your emails to tony@intrigueshowshow.com. I'll respond.
I would never say this about you, but coming across as a little bit of an elitist. Just
right?
A little bit. Gym shorts at Lowe's.
Guilty as charged. Next on the list.
I think that this is actually a very good item on the list. Constantly comparing yourself to others. You should only be in competition with one person, and that's yourself.
Yeah. I mean, that's not, I mean, it sounds cheesy when you say it, but that's totally true. What do you think people really do that?
Yes, absolutely. Keeping up with the Joneses when it comes to the neighbors, co-workers. Am I making as much money as that person? Do I have as nice a car as that person? You name it, right down the list. I think that there is a lot of that goes on. And what ends up happening is, you know, I don't know if you know this or not. I read this in the papers the other day. It's a big country. And there are more people, it seems
what
like
papers? Every
the papers, the Daily Post.
When you read it in the papers.
Yes.
Oh, good Lord.
And there's always going to be someone doing better than you. And so why beat yourself up over it? Set yourself some goals and try to achieve them.
There is no better advice than that of life coach, life guru, Fingers Malloy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Life Sherpa.
I am the Life Sherpa over at the Fingers Malloy Institute for Institutes of Institutes.
What else?
Holding on to grudges. I have a hard time with this. You cross me, Tony Katz, and I will put that in my back pocket and I will hold it until I'm put into the ground.
What does it mean to hold on to a grudge? What does that mean?
Honestly, I think it's when you are wronged and not only will you not forget, you won't forgive.
So not forgiving is an issue, right? The forgiveness is about you, not so much the other person. But there's also, you're allowed to forget that person. Some people who do you wrong, why is it necessary for you to hold on to them? Why is it necessary for you to keep them in your life? Just some people you need to say goodbye to. I think that's okay. I'm not advocating for it on the daily.
Don't you find that it takes a little while in life to figure that out? Where maybe when you're younger, you try to do what you can to keep relationships going before you realize that maybe that person should not be in your life and you should cut all ties.
Maybe. That's a good question. Maybe. No, maybe. I think you're right about that. Age does do something with that. Life experience does do something with that. But the idea that forgiveness means acceptance, those are two different things. So definitions matter in this case. What is forgiveness? And then who is the forgiveness for? Oh, this is its own heavy topic. Like we should do this as a separate conversation, for sure. Across the Ohio River from Cincinnati is New Riff Distilling. It's actually a beautiful place. Did a barrel pick there a few years ago. And the New Riff people, that's R-I-F-F, New Riff, they created a release in honor of a warehouse, and it's called Silver Grove. And in front of us is the 2023 edition, barrel proof. It's Eat, Drink, Smoke. I'm Tony Katz. That right there is America's favorite amateur drinker, Fingers Malloy. It is Silver Grove straight bourbon whiskey, barrel proof, aged 4 years, Fingers Malloy, coming in at 113.5 proof.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Look at that.
Getting misty.
Look at that right there. New Riff does some lovely stuff. And I, you know, when they first started really coming out with their juice, they got a lot of good press and a lot of good stories. I admit, lately, I have not heard much of them. That doesn't mean that they still aren't doing solid work. It means there's a lot of people out there doing a lot of work. This from Silver Grove, as I said, aged 4 years, they are doing a mash bill of 65% corn, 30% malted rye, and 5% barley, which would signal to me sweet and spicy. Yes. Wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's immediately what I thought was when you hear that rye portion of the mash bill, you're like, oh, we might get a little bit of spice here.
And the color, that's dark, right? We're not into the blacks, but we're into some rich ambers is, I think, the way I would describe that right there. We got some real color going on, Fingers. Orange more than it is bronze or or honey or gold.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head there. You're actually picking up some orange there. It's sticking nicely to the glass, the Glencairn Glen Ross glass.
That's not what it's called. It's just not, Glencairn.
Oh, Glencairn.
Glengarry Glen Ross.
Glengarry Glen Ross?
Not at all. Take a bit of the nose on that, Fingers Malloy. We've got that Glencairn glass. It's got the foot. It bows out. It comes back in. You really get your nose in there. Concentrate the smell there. What's the matter, Fingers?
Okay, first of all, I'm floored that you're talking 113 proof. To me, there's no alcohol on this nose. In fact, you have to really get your nose in the glass to be able to get much of anything on it.
That is true, but it is it's very, very pretty. That nose is a little lighter. You know, you talk about 113 and a half proof. It is lighter than I thought it would be.
Dark fruit.
Ah, but sweet.
Yeah. Not getting a lot of oak.
No, maybe in the background. Maybe in the background, oak and a slightest bit smoky.
I was going to say leather, but I could see smoke.
Now, it's a very pretty, simple, almost a subdued nose, I think is the best way to describe it.
I'm really surprised. I just thought that you hear 113 proof and that rye spice. I'm thinking, okay, there's going to be some strong notes on the nose, and they're really, it's very pleasant, but you have to get your nose in there.
You figure you'd be smelling it coming in the door,
right?
Your eyes would water, but Fingers Malloy, to smell is not enough. You ready for this?
Tony, I've been ready for this all month.
Fingers Malloy, trying the Silver Grove Straight Bourbon Whiskey, barrel proof, aged 4 years from New Riff Distilling. He's doing the Kentucky Chew, move it around the palate, get a feel for it. You might want to take two sips. First one to set the taste buds, the second sip to really get the flavors. Where are you at, Fingers?
Wow. First of all, a gentle warmth in the chest, a lot of spice and sting on the tongue. I've seen it described as white pepper, and it's definitely, there's a white pepper there, some cherry as well. And at the finish there, you're getting your oak. That spice really hits you. And then there's a real bitterness on the finish as well that I can't seem to put my finger on.
Bitterness?
Yeah, it's bitter. Not in a bad way. And I thoroughly enjoyed that.
All right, I'm going in.
Okay.
The Silver Grove Straight Bourbon Whiskey, barrel proof, aged 4 years. That mash bill, which is good on corn, 65%, but then 30% malted rye with 5% malted barley. So yeah, I got it right. Malted rye and malted barley. Here we go, Fingers. Going in.
He's going in, ladies and gentlemen. Tony is doing what we like to call the Saginaw Swish, the Memphis Munch, the Louisville Lip. He's still going. You look perplexed.
That's delicious. Oh my gosh. Sting, tip and center tongue. Oh, now you feel it full tongue. There's a bit of cinnamon going on there. There is a sweet, but there is, again, that smoky, that little bit of oak. Oh, daddy, like, are you kidding? Admittedly, there is a little bit of a big red heat that's happening. I don't really feel it chest at all, the slightest bit. Yep. That is a full, I would love a little more oak, as I often do. That is the right kind of fruity, that is sugary. But you think you called it bitter. There is just that classic bourbon aftertaste for me.
Okay.
Is happening. There's a caramel on the finish. Wow. I don't know if that's a caramel or that's a fruit.
I don't want a monkey with it. I know that.
Oh, no, I'm totally willing to do it as a rock. But this is going in the humidor. It's going in the humidor. It's going in the liquor cabinet. Holy cow, is that good? That is wonderful. I don't know why that's agreeing with me so much what it is, but...
Well, look, you're a rye guy. You know, you got that 30% rye in the mash bill. You're getting that rye spice. To me, that it's almost that spice. It's like a, you know, it is like a white pepper. It really hits you. And it lasts, that finish, it lasted 2 minutes for me. I mean, it was there for a while. The feeling on the tongue, that the way that the sting was there, not only from, you know, I'm sure the 113 proof, but also just the juice itself, that spice, and it stayed with me. I'm very impressed with it.
Silver Grove Straight Bourbon Whiskey, the question, Fingers Malloy, is it in your liquor cabinet? The price I have found is $55 a bottle.
Stop. Yep. Yes, absolutely.
The problem I am having is that I can't find anybody who has it for sale.
Wow.
So I'm wondering, did we just crack a bottle of the 2023 that nobody could get? I mean, it's totally worth it. Screw it. We do it all the time. That's tremendous. $55, unquestionable. The Silver Grove Straight Bourbon, that's top three I've had so far this year on the show.
I can see that.
That's a show or not. That's tremendous stuff from New Riff Distilling, the Silver Grove Straight Bourbon Whiskey. Fingers Malloy, let me tell you this right now, that the people who are trying to sell you things, they might be employing tactics, Fingers Malloy, tactics to get you to spend more.
Say it ain't so, Tony.
As a matter of fact, click this link to learn one simple trick that'll change everything.
Will I believe what happens next?
You will not. It's Eat, Drink, Smoke. I'm Tony Katz. That's Fingers Malloy. And we did not rehearse that part at all.
It didn't show either.
Supermarkets trying to trick you into spending more. Now, I don't know what a trick is. It's marketing, right? They're offering a deal. They're offering a sale. Sometimes they're offering you a deal on one size when you find out that's actually more expensive than the other size. You got to know how to do math and divide things by the ounce.
It depends on your point of view. If you're fine with growing grocery shopping and that happening, that's one thing. If you're against big grocery, Tony, then maybe your attitude would be different on the subject.
I'm sorry.
Big grocery.
Is that like big pharma?
Exactly.
Or big tobacco?
Except their specialty is not pharmaceuticals or tobacco. It's produce.
So they have put things in place to try and get you to buy more. So for example, the milk, the bread, the cheese, and the fresh produce, they're spread out across the store. Spread out, I tell you. Forcing you to traverse the entirety of the facility, in which case you will see something. You're like, ooh, I have to get that. And the next thing you know, your cart is full and they got you, Fingers.
So what you're saying is I have to walk around the grocery store like a sucker. And in the meantime, if I went to the grocery store for a loaf of bread, a gallon of milk, and a stick of butter, because of these people, I'll be walking out with a loaf of bread, a gallon of milk, a stick of butter, and a crate of Funyuns.
Right.
Man.
That's Funyuns. Oh, this has always been the case that things are spread out. Of course they want you to walk the store. That's not a trick. It's like supermarkets, according to this, have their own music channels, and they curate them specially for times of day, for seasons of the year, to help consumers move slower or faster, depending on what they need and the layout of the store. Now, there is real conversation about music, for example, in restaurants, that the music is louder to be able to get you out of there a little bit faster to turn the tables and therefore get more people eating and get more revenue. That much is true. That's a standard as well.
Would you call that a dastardly ploy?
Is that what they called it in the headline? A dastardly ploy?
Yes, exactly.
No, it's not dastardly.
By the way, I haven't heard the word dastardly used in about 20 years.
The everyday conversation for how to avoid overspending is make a list, buy what's on the list, and that's it. I think you should walk around the store and see what they've got. Isn't that part of, for those people who still go to a store, do you even go to a store anymore?
What's a store?
When's the last time you were in a supermarket?
Oh, I go to supermarkets shopping all the time. I go to our local grocery store. And then
say grocery store? Is it a convenience store at a gas station?
No. An actual grocery store, a Michigan chain. If they were a sponsor of Eat Drink Smoke, I would mention them on the air.
But they're not, so?
No, they will not be mentioned. Neither is the large warehouse that I currently am a member of, a warehouse retailer that has excellent $1.50 hot dogs with, unfortunately, no onion gun.
Struggle is real. I will tell you that I if I'm in Costco, if I'm going to take the time to go, I'm taking the time to walk down every aisle.
Yes.
Nothing drives me crazier than if I'm with my wife, who is a perfect woman. You've met my wife?
Yes.
Glorious.
Wonderful.
By the way, I did order the Mother's Day gifts for Mrs. Malloy. They came in.
Oh,
I cannot wait to give them to her.
It's a shame you forgot them today.
The cheap Mother's Day gifts. Oh, she is going to be so excited.
The Chia Pet will absolutely thrill her.
If you did not hear us discuss it last week, make sure you get the podcast wherever it is you get your podcast. Eat, Drink, Smoke Show. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform, whether it is over there at Apple or whether it is at Spotify, Good Pods, wherever the case may be.
Can I tell you about how well of a life I'm living right now?
I'm
living my best life.
Is that right?
Yes, because not only do I prepare a list of things that I need at Costco, I will get on YouTube and look at some of the Costco shopping influencers to see what's new for the month, see what's on closeout.
We'll get back to my story in a second. What did you just say to me?
Costco shopping influencers.
Stop it. I want you to apologize. There's no such thing as a Costco shopping influencer.
It is 2024. How could you possibly doubt me?
I'd like to apologize. Of course there are Costco shopping influencers, and Fingers and I are about to become them. Fingers, you and me, Costco, we're going to be Fingers on the Meat is the name of the new show we're doing with Tony Katz and Fingers Malloy, and Fingers is going to review meat just by looking at it.
And I'll tell you, a lot of people have had difficulties cutting the cord if they decide they want to walk away from cable. Not me, because YouTube has completely sucked me in. I follow yard influencers.
What the hell's a yard influencer?
You want a beautiful suburban yard, Tony, but you don't quite know how to get it. You get on YouTube and you find a yard influencer. It's funny, the other day, the one I'm following right now, his name is Yard Bra, and he has his own business. He's making money. You think, oh, that's wonderful. He's got a lawn business where he's making money. No, Tony, not a traditional yard business where you would be going around to other people's houses to cut their lawn. He has somehow turned the business of cutting his lawn into a yard business because he's got this huge YouTube following. People want to know, when do I put down my crabgrass preventer? Should I add iron to my grass? What do I need to do to make my grass greener?
Do you know how often I study in the political sphere, in the geopolitical sphere, to be able to do my radio shows? And you're telling me the Costco thing we're going to do. Let me get back. That's all that's happening. Why have you been holding on to that?
I didn't think that
wasn't I notified?
Well, I think, unfortunately, some of these people, Costco has to approve of you filming in their location. So you
challenge accepted. What are they going to say? No. Gorilla Costco.
We have a
local. You can probably buy the hidden camera at Costco.
Right? We have a local casino here that I wanted to start my own video poker channel. They ghosted me because people at the beginning, they would sneak their camera in and film themselves. And then they built a big audience. And they're like, well, since you've got a big following, yeah, you can film in our casino. This place won't let me do it.
One phone call, take care of it. This is what I don't like. I'm in the Costco.
Oh.
And my wife, who is a blessed woman, she has 9 things that she knows she needs to get, and we skip aisles. We skip sections. No. Absolutely not. Every aisle, you never know what it is you will need in bulk.
That's true.
You have to walk down every aisle. You have to dedicate the time, comfortable shoes. And by the way, when I'm in a Costco, sensible slacks.
Gym shorts.
And a blazer. Oh,
wow.
If you want to see people not caring what they wear, Costco is the answer.
I think we've stumbled onto something, Tony. I'm smelling a Costco podcast.
I'll do the podcast in Costco. Yeah. If the we're in the Indianapolis area, so if the local Costco would like us to do a Costco podcast, we challenge accepted, and we'll take payment in hot dogs.
Notice in your relationship that maybe things aren't what they used to be, and you're asking yourself, "What the heck happened, honey?" You call yourself honey, but you're thinking about your significant other.
Wait, who's honey?
Listeners, honey. Their spouse, their significant other, their boyfriend.
Their honey is honey.
Yeah.
But you're not calling me honey.
No. Oh. I would never do that, especially on a nationally syndicated radio show.
Boy can still dream.
Well, let me tell you, the New York Post has a suggestion if you find that spark is a little bit gone. The headline is, "This one bedtime habit is ruining your relationship." And in the headline, it says, "And it's not bad sex." It's Eat, Drink, Smoke. I'm Fingers Malloy. He's Tony Katz. You got to find the books. Let's Go Bourbon and Let's Go Barbecue. They're over at Amazon.com. Perfect gifts for Mother's Day, Father's Day. I believe we missed Arbor Day. Did we miss Arbor Day?
Can't miss Arbor Day.
Well, think about Arbor Day 2025 if we missed Arbor Day 2024. But you can find Let's Go Bourbon and Let's Go Barbecue. Supplies are limited over at Amazon.com.
Always are.
So.
I love when you say that so much.
Your nightly routine of social media scrolling could be deadly to your love life, at least, Tony.
Yeah, fact check, true.
Experts are suggesting you don't bring your phone to bed with you to start scrolling, because what ends up happening is you're scrolling social media. God forbid you're on the World Wide Web, Tony, and you're on news sites and seeing everything that's happening in the world. That doesn't put you in the mood, I wouldn't think. Or maybe it does if you've got some sort of weird fetishes. But but for the most part, bad news, social media distracts you from being in bed with your loved one. And that could be something. And that is one thing that is a habit that could be ruining your relationship.
So sometimes people go to the phone after the enjoyment of the loved one. And they're like, well, that was good. Good night, dear. And then they go scrolling.
Did you just say the enjoyment of the loved one?
Well, what am I supposed to say? Yeah. How else should I be describing that on radio and podcast?
Pitching woo. I don't know.
I'm going with enjoyment of the loved one. Pitching woo. What year is this?
This is the Texaco Family Hour, is what it is.
These people aren't sleeping in separate beds. So I have stopped with the phone before bed, because I used to be laying in bed on my side and I'd be scrolling, looking up the latest news stuff, just being ready for the next day for the radio that you and I both do separate outside of this. And I would have trouble sleeping, and my neck would be a pain. I stopped doing it when I was in Israel. Because I whatever reason, the phone was on the other side of the hotel room. Mm-hmm. I slept great, and I've kept that up, and it's incredible. No neck pain, no anything else, and I fall asleep faster and easier, because whether it's the news itself or the ridiculous video that's keeping your brain active, or it's that whole blue light conversation, which I believe is true. I think there's enough there to say that. It does. It messes with you. But if you're more interested in what's going on your phone than what's going on in your bed, this is the problem. What's going on in the bed should be very, very good.
Yes. Much like the show Eat, Drink, Smoke, it's very good.
Right.
We all always, when we describe it to other people, we describe how this is an escape from the everyday world. Well, going to bed... it should be an escape from the outside world. Whether you're with someone or you're alone, you're supposed to go to bed, relax, and get away from the craziness that is every day.
A couple minutes of pillow talk, right? A little bit of catch up, a little bit of, it's over, get ready to be fresh to start anew tomorrow. Absolutely. being on your phone watching stupid videos doesn't help. And for the record, the vast majority of videos are stupid. They're so... Every now and then, my wife or I will be like, what just happened to the time? I started looking at a video, and the next thing you know, it's the kids have all graduated college.
Right.
What just happened?
For me, I'll get to scrolling, and then a half hour will go by to the point where I've completely forgotten what app I'm on seeing these videos. And I'll close out, I'll be like, oh my gosh, that was Facebook? I was watching Facebook video after Facebook video. And once the algorithms get started, I don't know how it happened. I've watched the entire series of Suits without actually clicking on any streaming service to watch an episode, because just clip after clip after clip of Suits. Good show, by the way, I think.
It is. You are the Harvey Specter of America.
Oh, I've heard
You're
that
the Harvey
once.
Specter of radio.
I've heard that once. I've heard it once.
That's what so. You are. I think this is a very, very smart thing that, but it's much more than just the phone. It's about wanting to be in this place that is fake. It is beyond mindless. And there's a comic who I've seen on these Facebook videos. I know, the irony is delicious.
Milton Berle?
He talks about mindfulness and how we never had a moment in our lives growing up as Gen Xers where you weren't mindful, right? You're driving on a road trip with your family. If you didn't have a book, you were looking out the window.
Yeah.
You were aware. And I'll clean up the way he discusses it. He goes, you used to just go to the bathroom. That's it. That's what you did in there. You know, maybe you had a magazine, but you bring in your phone and you're there for an hour and your legs are asleep. You're like, I'm never leaving, you know? And it's true. Our need to be entertained and engaged in these things as to not be alone or not be alone with our own thoughts.
What if
that's an issue?
What if the issue is that people are using their phone as the escape to avoid the conversation, or what did you say? Enjoying your significant. What did you say?
Enjoying your significant other.
They use the
is
phone.
Is that what I said?
Yeah, I think so. I said pitching woo. But they use the phone to as an escape from the relationship. Like, okay, we both share a bed. I will have my phone open to scroll social media and watch these stupid videos in hopes that my loved one won't talk to me and just fall asleep.
That is a real issue, right? If you're married, this is not a roommate. And I think people do fall into that, right? That they not talking about this, not talking about that, not wanting to share this, not wanting to have to engage that. And then they become a roommate. I'm sorry. I did not get married to have a roommate. No. I've had roommates. They're not as much fun. and it really is. You allow yourself to be distracted from, well, the work that it takes to make a marriage work, make a relationship work. It takes work and it takes that engagement. And you need to do it so you realize that you want to do it. You know, I'm not saying that there aren't moments for alone time. There are moments for alone time. I even accept the idea of separate vacations. You're going to do a 3-day thing on your own. You're going to do time with your friends over here. Those things are good and healthy. But on the daily, that's not healthy.
No, it's not. I find what also isn't healthy is if you do those kinds of trips and you don't let your other, the other person in a relationship breathe, you know, texting every 10 minutes. What you doing now? What's going on? Oh, let me tell you, just fed the cat.
Right.
Yeah. Just want to let you know, just ordered DoorDash. Just thought, you know,
there's an oversharing there can be that. Smoking from CLE, the Serenity Now, Insanity Later. We did the Insanity Later, that Mexican San Andreas, lovely $8 a stick. That a few of those could be in the humidor, but the Silver Grove straight bourbon whiskey, age 4 years, 130 plus proof, 113 and a half proof. I'm sorry, 113 and a half. That's stellar. Absolutely stellar. I got to find more bottles. Find everything at eatdrinksmokeshow.com. This is Eat Drink Smoke.
Follow Eat Drink Smoke on social media, on Twitter at Go Eat Drink Smoke, on Facebook, facebook.com/eatdrinksmoke, and Instagram at Eat Drink Smoke Podcast.